Well, hello, radio listeners. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. Now, the Thrift Shop features a flexible, evolving playlist. It's an homage to the underground era of broadcasting from the 1960s and 1970s that I grew up listening to. It's a homegrown mix of vinyl records, 78s, 45s, LPs, private press releases, a variety of cassette tapes, and homemade and self-released CDs. Every broadcast of the Radio Thrift Shop features an improvised playlist and occasional themes that delve into the Thrift Shop music library. And we're going to be delving into forgotten country music on this half of the Radio Thrift Shop. Mr. Cecil Nunn on the auto harp with Wildwood Flower. Before that, we heard Bobby Garrett and a tune called Rose City Chimes, released back in 1963 on Longhorn Records in Texas. Well, I am DJ Frederick, you're you, and this is the Radio Thrift Shop, coming to you from Skybird Studios in Groveton, New Hampshire.
Profile America, Monday, March 1st. FM radio is 80 years old today. In 1941, the first commercial FM station went on the air, W47NV in Nashville, Tennessee. FM, standing for frequency modulation, was first proposed by Edwin Armstrong in 1922. By 1934, he was demonstrating to network officials how FM was unaffected by static, like all the radio stations then on the air, which used AM or amplitude modulation. World War II interrupted the advance of FM broadcasting, which surged in the 1960s when it began transmitting in stereo. Today, some 76,000 people work in around 17,600 licensed radio stations, of which over 13,000 broadcast on the FM band, including low-power FM stations. Profile America is in its 24th year as a public service of the U.S. Census Bureau.
And welcome back to the very homemade Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. This week we are exploring forgotten country tunes.
I was born in the deep dark mountain for many years. I roamed the hills, there I met my little darling. I loved her then, and I always will. It's the place where tall pine grows, and I know she's waiting for me each lonely night as the cold wind blows. Would stroll through the little valley, and we would talk about our love, and I know there'll be no other, for she's as true as the stars above. Oh, those deep, dark, lonely mountains, it's the place where tall pine grows, and I know she's waiting for me each lonely night as the cold wind blows.
Started singing in a country band. listen to my steel wheels whine. Goodbye to Buckeye and White Sycamore, I'm leaving you behind. I've been a coal man all my life, laying down tracks in the hall. Got a back like an ironwood, bent by the wind, blood veins blue as the coal. Blood veins blue as the coal. Somebody say that's a strange tattoo you have on the side of your head. I said that's the mark of the number 9 fold. Little more and I'd be dead. Still I love the rumble and I love the dark. I love the pool of the sleigh. But he's going down the road looking for a job. He's traveling and running, I hate. He's traveling and running, I hate. Someday when I die and to heaven I go, to heaven, the land of my dreams, I won't have to worry about losing my job to bad times and big machines. Still I've got no job and I've got no pay, just got a worried soul. And this blue tattoo on the side of my head, left by the number 9 cold, left by the number 9 cold, left
by the number. Mr. Jim Croce with Coal Tattoo. Before that, a band named Coal Tattoo with a tune called Fare Thee Well from 1971. And we started off with Billy Thomas and Deep Dark Mountain. Well, this is DJ Frederick coming to you from Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire, where we got plenty of deep, dark mountains, although at this point, they're kind of frosted with snow as I record this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I want to say thank you for listening and keep supporting community radio. Keep listening to classical WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
This is Bird Note. At the close of a summer day, the songbirds go silent. Aviri's final notes reverberate in near darkness. And, as if on cue, the true birds of the night now make their voices known. In an eastern woodland, the eerie trills and whinnies of an eastern screech owl are among the first sounds of the night. An eastern screech owl is petite, standing just under 9 inches tall. Mates trill to one another during courtship, and whinny to defend territory. When night falls west of the Rockies, a different pair of small owls combine voices, hooting a rhythmic duet. These night singers, western screech owls, are found in low-elevation woodlands and deserts. But there's another bird whose voice will drown out the loudest of screech owls. These are the rhythmic hoots of a barred owl, a large, stocky bird of forests, swamps, and suburban parks. Pairs may break into a rollicking duet, sometimes called their monkey call. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
You're tuned to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick, and we're stepping into days of futures past on the Radio Thrift Shop.
I can still see you yet, the day when we met.
I really don't see how you could forget. But when I went away, you wrote me each day. You said in your heart I'd forever stay. Yesterday's mail, I know it by heart. A million times I've read every part. Each lie that you wrote, I know in detail. Alone in this world with yesterday's mail. Yesterday's mail, I know it by heart. A million times I've read every part. Each lie that you wrote, I know in detail. Alone in this world with yesterday's mail.
Yes, I wanna be like the wind that's free and be able to go any place that I please, any time I please, like the wind that's free. Some people say that a wandering soul is weak, afraid to face life's obstacles it meets. But I don't agree with their philosophy anyway. Just can't be tied down and be free every day. And I wanna be independent, you see, and be able to go any place that I please, any time I please, like the wind that's free. Mortal being can change what I believe. God alone holds my destiny for me. Yes, I wanna be like the wind that's free and be able to go any place that I please, any time I please, like the wind that's free. Get up and leave, like the wind that's free.
We're caught in a trap, I can't walk out, because I love you too much, baby. But why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We can't go on together with suspicion. What you
On this half of the Radio Thrift Shop, we've been listening to some Forgotten Country, and that was the original writer and singer who recorded Suspicious Minds. That's Mark James. Before that, we heard Dick Campbell with Like the Wind That's Free, the Jades with Lost Train, and Hank Thompson with Yesterday's Mail. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WMNB LP 107.1 in North Adams, Mass.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Life can find a niche just about anywhere, from tall mountaintops to the bottom of the deepest parts of the ocean. And it doesn't stop there. Microscopic organisms live in the sediments below the seafloor. A recent study found such organisms at depths of 3/4 of a mile, where temperatures were far above the boiling point of water. The study was part of the International Ocean Discovery Program, which studies all the world's oceans. Researchers drilled into the sediments at the bottom of the Nankai Trough off the coast of Japan. It's a groove in the ocean floor where one slab of Earth's crust is plunging below another. The bottom is filled with deep layers of sediments deposited in the last few million years. During a 2-month cruise in the autumn of 2016, researchers picked a spot where the water was 3 miles deep. They then drilled far into the sediments, almost all the way to the crust. At that depth, the temperature reached about 250 degrees Fahrenheit, far above the boiling point. Yet even in those conditions, a detailed look at the chemistry of the sediments revealed abundant evidence of microscopic life. Another study, released in 2020, reported the discovery of 40,000 species of microbes from 40 drill sites around the world. None of the sites probed sediments with such high temperatures, though. But the combination of studies shows that you can find life just about anywhere on Earth, even far below the bottom of the sea. Science in the Sea is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
And welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Here at the Thrift Shop, we spin a homegrown mix of vinyl records, 78s, 45s, LPs, private press releases, and cassette tapes and homemade self-released compact discs. Each broadcast of the Radio Thrift Shop is a little bit different. It features an improvised or thematic playlist from the Thrift Shop Music Library. And on this half of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to be listening to some oldies. Don't tell anyone, but ye old DJ was born in the 1950s. Shh.
Like a branch on a tree. to always remember. Yes, there's a place.
Sandpipers with the Louie Louie. Before that, Mr. Stevie Wonder with A Place in the Sun. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, coming to you from Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire, a.k.a. Groveton. Now, some of my other lo-fi homemade radio shows are Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience, All Indie Radio, the Shortwave Music Library, and the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement Show. And all of those shows are archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, all.net. I'd be really happy if you check them out.
Just keep your dial at the swing in a station. The spot with the swing in the sound. You'll find it the right spot. You'll find it the bright spot. This is the swingin' station in town.
Al's Records has Buffalo Springfield, Rolling Stones, Turtles.
That your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you wanted.
Strawberry Alarm Clock. And just about any of your LP needs. Stop on by. That's Al's Record Shop in Papago Plaza. Plaza.
we're playing the most variety from the past century of recorded sound. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to Radio Thrift Shop.
Sit yourself down and think of what you'd like to do today. Then take a look around, and if the sky kind of looks a little gray, just take a look on the train. Won't your cares all start running? Your smile won't stop coming when you take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You might come out a winner in a bullfight in Spain. Paint your face like an engine, dance for some rain. Get on your magic carpet, cause nothing can stop it. No. Open up your eyes, excitement would like to be your friend. Try him on for size, he may lead you to the rainbow's end. You got your ticket to fly. And while the sun's getting brighter, your head's getting lighter when you take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You may drive out your window in your own private car. Watch the whole world go rolling from the top of a star. Get on your magic carpet, cause nothing can stop it. Oh, take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You can take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You can take a mind excursion. It's just a conversation. No.
Of course, that's the Monkees with The Last Train to Clarksville. And before that, we heard The Trade Winds with a little mind excursion. Well, I hope you're taking a little mind excursion here on the radio. It's the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. If you have any questions, comments, or requests, you can email me at the Skybird Studios here. It's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com.
Are there still new and different things left to see in rock films? The answer is yes. Yes Songs is a movie of concert performances and laced with animation and sounds coming from all directions. Yes Songs performs in Quad. Also showing with Yes Songs, and also in Quad, is Death of a Red Planet, a completely unique story told with argon and helium kinetic laser lights by Dale Pelton. Yes Songs, featuring John Anderson, Rick Wakeman, Steve Howell, Chris Squire, and Alan White, and Death of a Red Planet perform in four channels of dazzlement. Don't miss it.
If I
The Circle with She Was Here. We're playing some oldies at the Radio Thrift Shop. We'll be right back. Miss Dionne Warwick with a theme from the Valley of the Dolls. And before that, the Zanies. That's a zany name for a band. With Camel Walk. Yeah, up here in New Hampshire, we don't walk our camels all that much. Mostly because we don't have any camels. Unless you've just walked a mile for a camel. In which case, you really need to quit smoking. Alright, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the very homegrown program of the Radio Thrift Shop. I want to say thank you for listening and wishing you many blessings. Until next time, keep your mind free, keep your spirit free, and keep your radio free.
Gotta go, so walk on by. Make believe.